Today, I wanted to spend some time talking about the book review assignment, sort of what I want to get out of it. The book review will be 30% of your grade, and it's certainly the most important of the individual assignments that you'll be doing. The goal that I have in mind is that you will learn by writing. I feel that I learn by writing, that is, if I just read something but I don't write about it and don't set down my reaction to it, it doesn't stick with me as much and I don't really get as much out of it. So the books that I get the most out of are the books that I write something about. And so that's my belief is that you, in general, you learn actively by doing things, by doing projects and by writing. And so that's the thinking behind this. And as part of that, I think it's very important that when you write your book review, that you use your own words and not use quotes. I would say that if the author has a particularly clever phrase or just a beautiful sentence, that it's legitimate to quote that, but otherwise don't use quotes. And if you don't have any quotes at all in your review, that's fine. That's much better than taking up an entire paragraph with a quote. I'd rather have you have no quotes at all than take up a lot with quotes. You use your own words, but don't use quotes. That's part of the learning process, is using your own words. And the next point is to focus on a key idea. You're not supposed to summarize the entire book. This is not a conversational review. This is not a summary review. It's really pulling a key idea, extracting a key idea out of the book, and then focusing everything on the book, on that idea. How does the author support the idea? What aspects of the idea stand out? How does the author deal with objections to the idea? That type of stuff. Another point I would make is that it's about the idea, not about you. The object here isn't to end up with whether you recommend the book or not, or whether you like the book or not. That's not the conclusion that you want to draw. That's not what we're trying to get at. I don't really care whether you like the book or you don't like the book, whether you would recommend it or not. That's not what I'm focused on. I care about how you evaluate the central idea. Is the central idea important or not important? Is it basically right, or do you think it's basically wrong because the author missed an important objection to that idea? Those are the types of questions that I want to be able to answer at the end of the review, not whether you like the book or not, or what you were thinking while you were reading it, or anything like that. It's not about you, it's just about the central idea. And I think it's important, in order to grasp the idea, to grasp objections to the idea. If you were reading Ray Kurzweil's The Age of Spiritual Machines, and he's arguing that computers are going to be as intelligent as humans, well, believe me, there are plenty of objections to that idea. And a lot of the objections are objections that Kurzweil deals with. And so you should have an easy time coming up with and discussing objections to that idea. If you're reading Myths of Rich and Poor, the authors are arguing against conventional wisdom. And so conventional wisdom, in some sense, is the objection to their idea. So again, objections really stand out as an important issue, and in almost every book on this list, the objections to the idea provide important clarification and perspective on that idea. So discussing how the author deals with the objections, and especially coming up with objections that the author fails to address, is an important part of doing the analysis for this book review. Next, let me turn to grading criteria. Roughly 50% of the grade will depend on the content. That is, as you write down your book review, you have to demonstrate that you grasp an important idea, that what you've picked out of this book is an important idea. It may not be, quote, the important idea, but it certainly should be an important idea. Show that you understand objections to the idea, and show that you understand the author's defense of the idea. Also, make sure you explain the importance of the idea for economics. I mean, for something like Kurzweil's The Age of Spiritual Machines, you really want to focus on the aspects of his thinking that matter for economics, as opposed to aspects that matter for other things. Quite a few of these books raise issues that go outside of economics. I want the book review to focus on an idea and how it matters from an economic point of view. For example, the standard of living is an important economic issue, and a lot of these books can be looked at as saying something about our standard of living, how it got to be where it is, or where it's going in the future. And so that the standard of living is often a hook that you can use to link what the author is saying to economic issues. So after content, the next important thing is organization. So roughly 30% of the grade for this book review will be based on organization. I want to see something that's planned, not written stream of consciousness, not something where you sit down and just write down your thoughts as they occur to you. But I strongly recommend writing an outline before you write your review. Just as an example, you know, suppose I were writing a review of my own book, of Learning Economics, of that book. And of course, that's not eligible for this assignment, but suppose I were writing the outline. The outline might look like this. A central idea is the relationship between progress and displacement, that improvements in the standard of living come from innovations that lead to old production methods being discarded. So there I'm laying out in clear terms the idea that I'm going to focus on in the book review, that is the relationship between progress and displacement. Then I would go into examples of progress, in this case examples of progress, because the book uses flour as an example, the fact that we can produce 430 bags of flour with the same labor that could produce one bag of flour 500 years ago. The book talks about increases in longevity. It talks about Moore's Law and the progress in computers. It talks about the wireless internet as an example of progress. Examples of displacement that occur in the book are manufacturing workers in the chapter Manufacturing a Crisis, record stores, about how online music distribution is replacing record stores, and newspapers also being displaced by online, by internet content. So those would be examples. Then I would move on to objections. Some of these would be objections that are dealt with in the book. For example, people raise the question of environmental issues as potentially a problem for this process of progress and displacement, and the book talks about that. Outsourcing and the effects that that has on people, and the book discusses that. The question of, you know, is the standard of living really going up? Is, you know, money versus happiness is another objection that is dealt with in the book. Then there's some other possible objections that aren't dealt with that much in the book. One of them is inequality, that some people may benefit more than others from progress and displacement. And the other, loss of a way of life, that old methods being discarded means that an old way of life disappears, and that those objections are not dealt with as much in this book. Finally, there's an issue that's raised in the book about the role of government. The book keeps saying that the role of government is to protect incumbents, and so that the government often works by impeding progress, and that's an interesting issue. Other people might want to argue that government helps to promote change and encourage progress. And so that's another issue that relates to the author's central idea. And then you would write down a conclusion. Well, in the end, here is how the author's idea holds up or does not hold up. This relationship between progress and displacement explains X, Y, and Z, but maybe doesn't explain V and W, something like that. Okay, finally, 20% of the grade on this book review will be related to clarity of writing, just having good sentence flow, proper word usage, proper grammar. Just writing quality is very important. It's very important not just to have ideas, but to be able to express them as clearly as possible. And so that will be the other 20% of the grade. All right, that's it.